This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dawn was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. To trap inside a magic studio. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. You just heard that lovely song, and it's a big day for entertainment. It's the Oscar nominations. Who was snubbed, who was left out,
who was not mentioned,
and who do we think is the favorite? Yes.
Yeah, all of the favorites, and nobody was snubbed this year, so what else do you want to talk about?
Nobody was snubbed. Oh my gosh. Let me check on my Twitter poll. I put up a Twitter poll.
Oh, did you put up a Twitter poll?
Yes,
what
you
is
can
it?
Go to Dawn at Dark, and it is, who cares about and watches the Oscars?
Who cares about? Meaning like...
Like, do you care about you and care watch about? The Oscars?
Okay.
And so far, 87% said no.
Yeah, so we were talking about this before the show. And I'm so curious. And in fact, you don't know this, but I was before the show also talking to Lori and Julie. And they had some hot feels, which, by the way, tune in from 3 to
hot
6.
Hot feels.
Yeah, hot feels better than hot farts. But, well, it's kind of like hot mouth farts. You know, that's what we're having right now,
mm-hmm.
right? Is the Oscars still relevant? I know the answer. That's kind of a loaded question. Mm-hmm. But we talked a little bit about, like, what is it about the Oscars that we actually want? Or what is it, rather, that we want from the Oscars, right? So,
to be entertained?
Yeah.
Or do we want to peek in and watch other people have their biggest moment? Because there's a big difference. 90% now, 0.9% say no. 9.1%, 22 votes, 23 hours left in my poll. 9.1% care.
Oh.
So here we're going to start our show with something that only 9.1%
care. But see,
about.
I think, again, it depends on how you ask the question. And I guarantee you, because we did this ourselves, we had this very experience ourselves. There are certain things I'm just kind of like bored by, like, you know, which movie gets the most nominations. I kind of don't care about that. I want to make sure the movies that I saw this year that I liked are on there, or, you know, which is like we do the selfish thing is my point,
sure.
right? Like we all bring our selfish stuff to the Oscars. Like, oh, I hope this actor gets an award because I like this actor.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's all relevant and stuff. But like the rest of it, you're just kind of like, same old story.
Which is why I try to watch as many as I can, so I can, since I feel like it's a part of our job to watch this award show. It's probably
sure.
the biggest one of the year that we would participate in.
But even if you don't watch the movies, that, like, to me, that's not even the important thing. And that's why I was going to say the thing that we illustrated ourselves prior to the show actually beginning is we suddenly got interested in and went down the rabbit hole of, like, who gets tickets to the Oscars?
Yeah.
So my point is, like, beyond just the nominations, that kind of stuff isn't super exciting to me. Top line, hits or misses, what do we, you know, like, who got the most awards? Fine.
Right, right, right.
But after that, what else do we care about? And
right.
and there is so much to be fascinated about and interested in when it comes to the Academy Awards. What goes into the broadcast? You and I had a spirited discussion about who the broadcast should serve, meaning, is it for, you know, are you trying to get the biggest audience possible? In that case, you know, you're going to have to cut out some of maybe the awards people don't really care about.
Or, well, they tried to do that.
But then you have that problem because
the actors refuse to even participate because the crew...
It's disrespectful because then you put the actors in a bad position of looking like they're taking precedent over the other people who make the movies.
Who they love.
Which they need and love, yes. I'm sure, except for if they don't. But my point is...
very few actors don't love their crew. You know, those are kind of the big buttholes in Hollywood.
But my point is that simply it puts them in an awkward position because actors get all the attention. So if they suddenly look like they're not supporting the people that help make them who they are, that just, you know, that's a horrible thing to do. So I totally get that argument. But at the same time, for the average person in America, they're not really paying that close attention, right?
And I would like to offer the actors who demanded that we include those categories live again, because they're doing that this year. Okay, you want to do that. You have to only talk for 1 minute and that's it.
Oh, God,
then you're
please.
Going to be...
I want a trapdoor.
You want a trapdoor.
Yeah.
They fall through the trap. Not fall, but they're lowered.
The problem is...
You have
is,
to stand on the platform.
Yeah, they should be lowered, not
they're
dropped.
They're lowered into the floor. Because
otherwise it's like that game show. What was that game show where like...
Russian Roulette.
Is that what it is?
Yep, on Game Show Network.
Where they just drop... Of course, Mike knows.
Oh, my
Stay
God.
Stay tuned, 2:45.
Maybe we'll
Mike
be playing,
will be playing
that.
A game. I hope we're not. Where the trap door, you know, like, but your point is valid. And that's why, you know, I thought it'd be hilarious if they just opened a door.
There are all kinds of solutions. We want to stage manage.
But then the problem is, girl, then somebody's giving the most heartwarming, meaningful speech of their life. And we're playing them off. And remember, like, we were criticizing the Golden Globes for playing that damn piano every 5 seconds.
But.
So how do you overcome that?
You have to have some type of forceful removal of the actors. First of all, get them to stage quicker.
Yes, and your idea.
People mover, like you have in the airport, where you just stand on the thing or walk.
So it just slingshots them to the front of the stage.
Yeah, and everybody at the back of the first. So everybody who is nominated stands in a line.
Yeah.
And you are at the back of the people mover. It's through the middle of the aisle, the center.
Okay.
And all the nominees are demanded. If you're not there at your place to ready to be people moved, then you don't get to win. So, or they'll just say, oh, Brad Pitt won, but he's too drunk to get up here and be on time. So congratulations.
But
moving
you know
on,
how Hollywood is, girl.
Get him in line.
You know how Hollywood is, Brad Pitt. Nobody's
going to
do anything
front.
To Brad Pitt because they want to work with Brad Pitt. They want to be on Brad Pitt's next movie.
Listen.
They want to be Brad Pitt's date / best friend.
Everyone, so we have those top actors at the front of the stage anyway. They won't
Why don't you just attach, have all of the nominees wear a harness? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a little more complicated.
No,
than
it's realistic though, totally. So they're going to have cables drop from...
Yeah.
The ceiling, and you hook them to a cable so that if they're selected, you don't even have to worry about a people mover. You just like hoist them up, kind of crane, you know, the crane game, and then crane game them to the front of the stage.
Yeah. I have both been dropped through the floor on stage and
of
worn a harness.
Of course you have.
As the Wicked Witch, I melt and there
so
was
you
a trapdoor.
You know the value of this.
I know the value of it. And also, I've worn a harness. You can't just have them hooked. You have to wear a full harness.
Okay, that's fine.
Underneath the gown?
We're going to get like all the designers. The designers are going to do like Givenchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they still designing things?
Oh, sure.
Fendi, Gucci, Armani, Prada.
Dior, all of them.
Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
I would like a nice Miu Miu harness. Mike, somebody called.
We
were
did
they telling
Amy,
us to shut up.
No, Amy called in and just says, "What about less talk from the MCs and some of the presenters? Because that happens way too much."
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm done with that business. All of this time that's wasted by people trying to have their moment and be funny.
But I
asked, I don't want bits.
So I'm all here for that. But then I wonder, who are you going to get? Because like the people who think they're somebody are like, you're not going to give me any time to shine. Why am I going to do you any favors?
They should be honored to just be selected. Mm. And we can't have any bits. We just can't. Sorry, it's not a time for you. You're in
front of
everyone.
But then is it fun for the average person to sit on their chair
yes.
or in their couch?
Because we want efficiency. We want it to be over. everyone can agree it's too long, and the only way it's going to fit into a 3-hour broadcast.
Yeah, but then isn't it just utilitarian? Like,
good.
Paging number 47, award number 47, Bob McCracken.
I believe that that you can sum up how you feel into 1 minute, and if you're a good, if you're good at, have someone write it for
you. Have
you.
A timer over there, Mike. I would like to time Dawn accepting her award.
Well,
okay, see if she can do it. Okay, Dawn, you just.
I need my own timer.
This year for best, what do you want to, what did you do to this
What
year?
Did I win? Best actress.
Best actress. Dawn McLean in My Only Pair of Pants.
Okay, I want to first thank my family. I want to thank them for supporting me and my mother and my sisters and everybody, my daughter, of course,
yeah,
for taking me along on this journey. I want to thank the entire crew and the cast, the wonderful cast I worked with, my directors, my agents. And I really want to take time to focus on right now the point of the movie. The pants were so wonderful in this movie because it was all about people enjoying wearing pants. And the people who didn't wear pants, those are the ones we should really think about in this world. So it's not about me. It's about people who don't have pants to wear. That's the thing about this, is that some people don't have pants and some people don't even want to wear them. And we should honor all of them. And with that, have a great evening and a safe ride home. Thank you for this wonderful honor that I will never forget this moment. I love you so much. Goodbye, friends. There you go. 1 minute.
A safe ride home.
Wow. Well done.
Good job, Dawn McLean.
If you want to have a heartfelt moment about the meaning of the film and what it meant to you, you have 30 seconds.
Do you know what I...
Just the last 30 seconds.
That was a minute.
I had the last 30 seconds. I thanked all the people, and then I went into the point of the film.
Do you know what I think? Do you remember, wasn't there a year where they were like, you're going to say thank you, but you're not going to list a bunch of people. We'll put the list up on the screen.
That was brilliant. A scroll.
I know. I think that's a genius thing, too, because we've all heard the, like, my agent, my family. Like, I want to hear, I don't know. I want to hear.
Tell me a small story.
Tell me a little anecdote. That's because, again, right. I'm thinking of me being in the audience. Like, I know all of this, you know. I want to hear the story, the
right.
thing that made so it special.
You can say all of those things in 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then the next 45 seconds, you can talk about your first audition and how you never thought you'd be there.
We just had Sue called in and said, everybody has been so wrong. They love it. And if she loves it. And if you love movies and you love the fanfare, you love it. You want this award show to last 8 hours.
Oh, God.
That's what Sue said.
Oh, God. Oh my God. MC just texted me, said he didn't get thanked.
Oh,
my boyfriend just said I didn't get thanked. I mean,
that's on you, girl.
That's awkward.
The first person I would have thanked was MC, but that's just me. Dawn, okay, so now let's talk a little bit about the actual Oscar Award nominations. Mm-hmm. We did actually watch movies this year. For me, though, honestly, my clock is ticking now. Mm. Like now, when the award nominations come out, the Academy Awards, which is, of course, what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. This is my, like, giddy up and go. Like, all right, which of the movies am I going to see? I'm not watching all 10 nominated films, probably. But I will say, when I see the award nominations come out, my list is ready.
So you can watch Everything Everywhere All at Once on Showtime. I highly recommend that film. It was nominated for the most awards.
Yeah.
So that's Showtime or Fubo. Or you can also... All seven other options are rent to buy. You can rent it right now.
Yeah. I'm not going to. I'll wait till it streams. That's my other rule is like, I'm not spending high prices for movies unless it's like really a movie I want to see. But if it's like on a streaming service, I'm there. We're actually going to go to the theater. I want to see two movies, Avatar and Everything Everywhere All at Once. Those two movies. Anything else that stood out to you in the nominations that came out earlier today? It seemed like pretty predictable stuff, right? Like the Banshees of Inisherin got Everywhere All at Once got a lot of nominations.
Yes. I think that there were some surprises. Like there's a movie that wasn't even mentioned at all in the Golden Globes called To Leslie, and actress in a leading role, Andrea Riseborough, was nominated. And I don't even know who that is, and I don't know the movie. Apparently. Oh, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
The director and the people behind that movie did a last minute push that was like begging, pleading, everything that they do to campaign for their movie. So that one was definitely a surprise. I was super excited to see, there are 3 actors from the Banshees of Inisherin who are nominated.
I didn't.
Supporting role, Brendan Gleeson, and then Barry Keoghan. And then you have, of course, have Colin Farrell. We have 3 from
Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell are great actors. And the little bit that I did watch of that movie before I shut it off, they did a great job. I was just like, what with the story?
No spoilers.
That wasn't Irish. Anyway, I saw what was happening and I ran away.
Oh,
because I didn't want to see anymore.
Oh, that's right. We have also the actress nominated, the main role, and then you have, So, I mean, the Banshees and everything.
Got a lot of nominations. It is also, you know, it's interesting to me. I mean, no surprise that Top Gun was nominated for Best Picture, but there is a time when I think Top Gun wouldn't have been nominated for Best Picture. Am I right?
That's correct.
But I think that, it was the audience favorite. So it makes sense to me. I think one of the biggest criticisms about the Oscars over the year has been that it's too navel-gazy and that it's too insular or that it's too precious.
Yeah, they're not in their nominations. The big hits.
Like, we're going to have, you know, but like, if you want to seem relevant, you're going to have to appeal to the broadest audience possible. And that doesn't always mean the most high-minded or highfalutin film, right?
Exactly.
And it's not that you can't have both. I'm not saying that it's like...
Something we also agree on, too many damn movies in the Best Picture category.
Oh my God, cut it in half.
Do 5. There are 10.
You guys, people, I bet you the average person saw maybe 2 movies on that list this year.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason to have 10. Am I wrong on that? I don't know. Call me out, but it seems like
to
me.
No, I've seen 4.
Yeah, but you're better than average when it comes to movie viewing.
I know that. That's why I was going to say, I'm better than average. I've seen 4.
Mike, did you have any major thoughts or reactions?
My biggest one is just Viola Davis not getting a recognized or a nomination for, because my favorite movie of the year was Woman King. The Woman King was number one for me.
You love that movie.
I absolutely adore it. Yeah, it was so amazing. And her performance in it was incredible. That's the only one to me that I was like, man, I can't believe she didn't even get recognized for it.
All right. Well, we're going to continue to talk about the Oscars today. No doubt Holly will bring it up during the Dirt Alert when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. In the middle of winter, the last thing anyone wants is to be without heat. My friends at Hero will make sure that's never the case for you. No matter how old your furnace or boiler or heat pump is, Hero has seen it all, and they've got the experience to keep your heating system running smoothly. And let's face it, no matter how Minnesota tough you are, there aren't enough layers to put on to stay comfortable in your house when the temp is below freezing. At the first sign of a heating issue, call the experts at Hero, and they'll give you $57 off any repair. Check them out at callhero.com.
From Lincoln Center. This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It's Holly Roberts on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. She is here with the latest celebrity gossip news in the Dirt Alert. Hi, Holly.
Oh, hi. You know, you guys were talking about the Academy Awards in the previous segment, Everywhere. Oh, wait.
Everywhere.
Ah, all at once. 11 nominations. The leader in this year's Academy Awards. We'll get to a few other little pieces of hot gossip, including sad day for the emo kids. Panic at the Disco has announced that they're breaking
real
up.
Real Panic at the Disco.
Truly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Panic at the Disco, the band formed nearly 20 years ago, fronted by Brendan Urie, announced this morning that the band is going to end after its forthcoming European tour. Now, Brendan Urie just said that he and his wife are expecting their first child and priorities are changing.
Yeah, I think also I agree with Lori, who said in the hallway that he's going to go solo.
Oh, of course he's going to go solo.
He needs more time to just have to, you know, he now is going to be a dad, so he doesn't want to have this grueling tour schedule. He wants to perform on his own time.
I'm going to be spending more time with my family.
In the studio recording my own music.
Right. Yes, both can be true. The final Panic at the Disco date is going to be in Manchester, England on March 10th.
I'll be
there.
All
right, let's take a trip. You're going?
No.
Oh, God.
But I have been to a Panic at the Disco.
You have?
Yeah.
In Manchester?
Not Manchester.
Okay.
No. Some fun facts about this year's Academy Award nominees. Michelle Yeoh making history for being the first actress of Asian descent to be nominated for a Best Actress Oscar.
You're kidding me.
Here we are in 2023.
Oh, my gosh. That's embarrassing.
I imagine it is well deserved, that nomination, because by all accounts she was amazing in that role, and that's one of the films that was nominated for Best Picture that I actually want to see because I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Yes, everything.
And I love her. I've loved her. What's weird to me, does anybody else remember that she was in Star Trek Discovery and there was like a whole storyline with her character that was in that dealt with alternative universes? Which is exactly what this movie is about, right?
It is.
So this would have just been a few years ago on Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Thank you. Fascinating. I mean, my nerd Star Trek brain kept thinking about that. But I look forward to seeing this actual film because it's you thought it was great, right?
It's amazing. Now, I thought it was a little bit, honestly, I thought people aren't going to like this or...
Oh, really?
Because it's so weird. I didn't think it was going to be consumed by the masses as something that they liked.
Okay.
Because it was hilarious to me, and I love any time travel, dimension jumping, but they jump fast. Like, it's so much. It's so thrilling and exciting. I'm so glad it's getting the recognition.
Good.
Wonderful. Other people making history with their Academy Award nominations today include Judd Hirsch becoming the second oldest acting nominee with his nomination for The Fabelmans Best Supporting Actor. Now, the late Christopher Plummer set the record when he was nominated for All the Money in the World back in 2018 at the age of 88.
Ah, Judd Hirsch is older than that.
Oh.
Is he? Oh, no. What? You're saying he's the second oldest.
Yes. Judd Hirsch turns 88 three days after the Oscar ceremony in March.
I see.
Yes. And so he was nominated today for Best Supporting Actor in The Fabelmans.
In my head.
I'm sorry. I sprung it on you guys.
No. In my head, Judd Hirsch, when you said Judd Hirsch, I was thinking Judd Reinhold. Yeah. And so I was like, he's not 88, Judd Hirsch.
You know, I didn't think The Fabelmans was that great. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, great.
Well, throwing it out there. Okay. He is nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Okay. Now, he was nominated for an Oscar one time before, back in 1981, nominated for Best Supporting Actor for the movie Ordinary People.
Oh, great film.
Now, he also holds a record for that span, 42 years in between acting nominations, beat out the late Henry Fonda, who previously held the record with 41 years separating Oscar nominations for The Grapes of Wrath, and then he won on Golden Pond in 1982. There's your fun facts for the Oscars.
Thank you, Holly.
Yes.
And thank you, Holly. Go off and enjoy the rest of your day with a well-earned nap, I imagine. And when we return, our good friend Mike will join us with some blind items right here on My Talk 107.1. my talkers. Bradley here for my friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas with huge savings for 2023. If ever there was a time to visit the Little Blind Spot showroom, that time is here. Right now, select Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades qualify for a U.S. federal tax credit of 30% off the purchase value, up to $1,200. That's right, I said $1,200. Hunter Douglas Honeycomb Shades are designed to conserve energy at the window in any season. They trap heat inside the honeycomb fabrics during the winter months and keep cool air inside your home in summer. It's like they were made for Minnesotans. Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades are available in many fabrics, including light filtering, room darkening, and blackout shading options. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today for help from the best experts in the business. Or you can visit them online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you. Sing it with me. The Little Blind Spot. We're big on service.
It spans the globe.
My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. We're talking about Oscar nominations, but let's take a break from that, like a sun break, and we'll get into blind items with Mike.
Blinded by the item.
All righty, let's get things started with this one. At an overseas event, no one could recognize this A-minus list reality star with a lucrative side gig. She has been rarely seen during the day and rarely seen without a whole bunch of filters. She looked at least two decades older than she actually is in her mid-20s.
Oh, whoa. My gosh.
A lot to that one.
Whoa. A-minus okay. list.
And she was it's an event overseas. Was it Beyonce's concert at the opening of the Atlantis Resort in Dubai? Shoot.
No.
Okay.
But that was the most well-prepared and said guess that it was wrong I've ever heard.
It was wrong.
Well done. You were an all-in on that one, and I appreciate that.
Okay, so an overseas event.
But was this, did you say reality star A-minus list?
Yes.
Okay, reality star. So is it like a Kardashian?
It is like a Kardashian.
Is it a Kardashian?
Adjacent.
Oh, it's like, it's like a Kardashian.
Yes,
like a Paris Hilton?
No, it's a Kardashian.
Oh, it's a Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
but not a Kardashian.
Kylie? I mean,
Kris Jenner!
No, Kylie.
Kylie.
The first one.
Oh, because it's 20s. A Jenner. Yes. I was like, what?
And it's someone in her 20s. Kylie.
You know,
looks old.
Well, because she has that. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll fill it in. But basically, at that overseas event, which of course was that Paris, the Paris Fashion Week
with the lion,
where she was wearing,
and people said she looks old.
They basically said that, she hasn't been seen without filters or outside during the day much at all, and she looked two decades older than her mid-20s. She's 25, of course.
That's shady.
45?
How dare she look 45? I would kill to look 45.
Yeah.
And I'm only 47. Okay. My point was, I feel like she suffers from that disease that a lot of celebrities in Hollywood do and have over the years, wherein when you make it big young and have access to resources young, you think because it's like a mark of wealth to get injectables and all that stuff done to your face, that you should do it as well. But when you're in your 20s, do you really ever, like, when you do that in your 20s, you're going to end up looking older because we are cued to see faces with that kind of work done and age them. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, if you see somebody who is in their 40s who's had a lot of work done, it kind of makes sense, right? Because you're like, oh, that's a person of a certain age who's had work done.
Yeah, everyone gets
Botox. But when
you're
20 and your face looks amazing just because of natural youth.
20s, yeah.
Right? And then you have that work done on top, you're like, oh. So then it cues your mind to think that it's an older person. So I just feel like when you've got a lot of work done in your 20s, you run the risk of looking a lot older. Lindsay Lohan went through that.
Yeah, because they're getting injectables. We associate that with someone in their 40s.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Let's hear another one.
Let's do it.
Blinded by the item.
We'll go with this one here. This marijuana feline had to get a waiver to be admitted into the country she's visiting now. Apparently, she has associated with someone who is banned from that country.
Doja Cat.
That's correct.
Marijuana feline.
What's marijuana?
Doja.
Doja is marijuana.
Isn't that
marijuana?
Like a marijuana reference?
It is?
Yeah, somebody explained this to me last time this came up, and I don't remember why.
Okay, I'll look it up on my own time.
Yeah, do that.
Doja. Okay. And she, what? Okay. Can you explain this?
Yeah. Basically, she's trying to get into a country, and apparently somebody she's associated with is banned from that country. So she's having trouble getting in. And they didn't specify which country it was.
But it doesn't have anything to do with marijuana.
No.
No, that's just that they use nickname.
Yeah, that's just what he calls her.
Okay, marijuana feline.
Marijuana feline.
And I believe there's a belief that this had to do with France again and the Paris Fashion Week and maybe trying to get over there and be a part of that.
Well, yeah, because Doja Cat had all them rhinestones.
That's right. She was at the... So that explains
it. And why was she associated with who can't get into the country?
That's the interesting part no one's been able to tie together.
Okay. Who can't get into France?
Well, I don't know. Somebody who's done some Francy things or things against the France.
Francy things.
I feel like I should know this. Nobody said anything in the comments.
Nobody has said anything. That's what I. That's the part that I can't.
Because it would be, can't get it. Usually, I don't know. I don't know. Sorry. That's all I got.
Okay.
Got another one?
But yeah, sounds good. I do have another one. Blinded by the item. This next one here, this foreign-born permanent A-list
porn
mime.
This foreign-born permanent?
Yes. A-list model gives away her kid for weeks at a time to just random people she knows.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
According, again, to NT Lawyer here, these are blind items from crazydaysandnights.net. This foreign-born permanent A-list model gives away her kid for weeks at a time to random people she knows.
What does that even
mean?
It means he doesn't think she's the
Gigi best. Hadid?
It is...
Bella Hadid.
Not. It is okay. Not.
Okay. Permanent A-list model. What? Carly Kloss doesn't have a kid. Kate Moss.
Older, younger?
For the world of modeling, I will say older.
Giselle?
Yeah, I don't feel like she would have to do that. Okay, so...
Is the daddy... Is he famous?
Not that I'm Arena? Aware of. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well,
it can't be Arena Shea.
No.
Because Bradley Cooper is in the picture.
Who else is there?
Models. Is it Brooke Shields?
It is not.
And her adult children. She just gives her adult children away.
Hey, again, obviously, this is somebody who recently, in the last year or so, it was announced that she had a child. So it's a young child. It's a baby that's being given away.
Okay.
This is so problematic.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, she needs
like, here,
to...
do you want to borrow my kid for a week?
Here, take this kid. I need to party.
Oh, God, that's sad. Let's hope it's not
or
true.
Maybe do jobs.
She is British.
She's British, and she is...
she's a model. I'm a model. I'm in fashion. Dawn, who am I? I'm walking on the catwalk, Dawn. Look at me. Who am I?
Permanent A-list.
Permanent A-list. Has she done any acting?
I don't believe so.
Oh, my
maybe she
gosh.
Yeah. No, Kate Upton. Yes, she has. She has done some acting.
No. Not Kate Upton. No. She's not British.
I'm a little bit older, Dawn.
She's listed as a English model, actress, singer, and businesswoman.
Posh Spice.
There you go.
Oh, man.
She is one of the...
She's super famous.
She arguably is on the
super
Mount Rushmore
famous.
When it comes to models.
What are you doing over there with your phone?
I'm just looking at Twitter to see how my poll's doing about if people care about
but
the Oscars.
But that's not what we're talking about.
You did it the other day. I don't know.
I checked your poll?
Yep.
Okay.
I didn't even notice. I don't know, but we have to figure it out.
Okay, so models.
Shoot.
British. What else would we know her from? Or give me another model-y hint.
I mean,
like clothing model, or is she like
fashion model? I mean, she's been in the fashion industry since the age of 15.
Oh, 15-year-old.
And now she's 52.
And
she just had a child last year.
50. Oh, yes. 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 We talked about this. Is it? No. Is it?
No, she's Russian.
Claudia Schiffer. Oh. No, she's German.
There's just one floating around there.
What about the? What about the?
Somebody.
Seal was married to.
No, she's German.
Oh, she's German. Okay.
So Panda said Naomi Campbell. Oh!
Yeah.
Naomi Campbell. What?
Oh my gosh.
I hope that's not true.
I hope it's not true as well.
Fill in the
blank. You know.
Yeah, according to, again, NT Lawyer from CrazyDaysAndNights.net, Naomi Campbell is, she gives away her kid for weeks at a time just to random people she knows, which, by definition, they can't be random if they're people she knows.
She knows.
So that's just, again, another way for him to make it sound worse. But
maybe it's like, you know, aunties who are like, I'll take the baby
for
a week.
Or how about normal people who give their kids up to daycare every day? They barely know those people.
That's true.
You know, stop mommy shaming, NT Lawyer.
There you go.
Good point.
You don't know what's going on in her life.
Correct. At you, Dawn.
Yeah. Okay.
We got time for a quickie.
I can't. Yeah.
Is it gonna? Are we gonna do it or?
That's up to you, bro.
Are we gonna?
That's up to you.
This one's maybe a little tougher. Maybe we'll just save this one for tomorrow.
Give us an easy, cheesy.
This was a rough day today. Like there were not many.
You know what?
Light, easy ones. We'll just say that. Okay.
Let's
just.
Okay.
Just get out of here.
You just go.
Get out of here.
Go rest your eyes a little bit. And when we come back, Dawn. Yeah. We need to talk about Pamela Anderson because in her new memoir, which is a book we should probably add to our Not a Book Club list, she is talking about some things that happened. And one of the headlines in the preview of her memoir involved Tim Allen and his junk.
Not in his backyard.
No, in his front yard.
Yeah.
And in a hallway
that
she was privy to. We're going to talk about that story and whether we want to read this book when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. It's time to talk about one of our favorite actresses, most notably in a movie called Barbed Wire. She was so good in that. And we're going to talk about Pamela Anderson. She did not like the biopic about her starring Lily James and Sebastian Stan, the Pam and Tommy movie. She was very upset about that in her portrayal. So what is she doing now?
Well, so she's got a memoir coming out, a book called Love, Pamela. And she recounted a story in it that got people's attention. Specifically the attention of one Tim Allen, actor and noted Hollywood person. So I wanted to tell you about that story, but I also just wanted to tell you that her iconic role for me, thank you very much, was VIP.
Okay,
That television show that ran from the late 90s until the early 2000s, which I used to watch.
Me too.
Saturday mornings, recovering usually with a terrible hangover with my friend Mark. And we would just watch that and Sister. Anyway, I digress.
Sister.
Great shows. But yes, I love Pamela Anderson. We all love Pamela Anderson. Mike, I'm sure you have your own Pamela Anderson story, but we don't have time.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
It's funny that we're going to chat about because that's where I know her best from, because Home Improvement was my favorite show of all time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, it was on the set of Home Improvement, in fact, where she recounts that one day in 1991, and she was 23, working on the new ABC show, which would go on to become one of the most popular, you know, sitcoms of that era, right? She says, quote, and this was reported by Variety, on the first day of filming, I walked out of my dressing room and Tim was in the hallway in his robe. He opened his robe and flashed me quickly, completely naked underneath. He said it was only fair because he'd seen me naked. Now we're even. I laughed uncomfortably. And that's according to her account in this new book. Now, he saw her naked, of course, because she was Playboy's Playmate of the Year in February of 1990. Remember when that was a thing? Is it still a thing?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Her new book comes out at the end of the month. I will say that a representative of hers declined to comment specifically on this story, but did cite a statement that...
Okay.
She issued to Vanity Fair about what happened with Tim Allen. This true story is just one of many surreal and uncomfortable situations I learned to navigate. My book goes into how it made me feel over the course of my life, and in this case, my career. I have no ill will toward Tim, but like the rest, it should never have happened. Now, Tim Allen, of course, Tim Allen, you may not be surprised to learn, has denied the accusation, and specifically saying to NBC News on Monday, no, it never happened. I would never do such a thing.
Okay, because he looks like a big creep for doing it, and he's never going to admit to it. And if they were the only ones in the hallway, then it's her word against his, and he has a reputation to uphold.
But isn't it, like, you and I both talked about this yesterday, like, off the air. I think it was off the air, right? We were both like, well, I'll speak for myself, but I don't feel like you tell this story unless it's true. Unless you're a serial liar, which we have no evidence to believe that Pamela Anderson is a serial liar.
No.
This is not a story that you just offhandedly, you know, like, oh, maybe I forgot the details, but something happened.
No.
You're 23. Tim Allen is a big deal. Maybe the show is not at its height, but he's still a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You're 23. This, like it just, it stands to reason that she's not only telling the truth, but that she wouldn't lie about it and then lie about it in a book.
Right.
Right? Like, you don't write that on paper unless it happens. So to me, this is totally credible.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, it just makes Tim Allen not only look like a creep, but a creep who can't own up to his creepiness.
Right. Just say that you, I mean, my goodness, just admit to it. But some people just cannot ever admit to what a creep they are because it damages their reputation. And then they're, this is what he's thinking. I just thought of this. He's done a lot of other creepy things, and he knows if he admits to this, then other creepy things are going to come out of the woodwork from other people.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate to your Tim Allen. That's going to happen anyway, Tim. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you denied it.
Right.
And every single woman who has been forced to look at your junk from a bathrobe as you walk through the hall, I'm not saying he did, like, if that did happen, you've now given every single person who's had that experience permission to come forward, and not actually permission, you've incentivized them because
now you've lied. Now you've lied, and they're going to go.
And how many times have we been down this road before where a guy lies about something that happened, or a woman for that matter? Ghislaine Maxwell, we just talked about her yesterday, but mostly in the context of Me Too, men in Hollywood, right? You've had this happen where the guy says no, and then the same story comes out five more times, like with the exact same circumstances. Right. And you're like, well, okay. Uh-huh. I'm not saying that wouldn't happen if he owned up to it. But at least, wouldn't you at least just, if it did happen?
I just wouldn't make a statement at all. Don't come out and defend yourself. Like, if you don't want to talk about it, then don't say, I don't have a comment about that.
Yeah.
You know?
I just think, like let's say it was a one, I don't know.
First of all,
it's hard to hypothetical. Disgusting.
Can we just talk about how you chose to see her naked? It was his choice.
Well, that was another conversation we had.
And now you're not giving someone a choice, because people would do awful, awful things, you know, to Jenna Jameson, the porn star. And it's like, just because she is an adult film actress and is, you know, that doesn't mean
it's this whole idea
you have permission to treat her like trash.
If you show your boobies,
yeah,
then you're asking for men to be lewd, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then we go down a road of like people who are rape victims, and that, oh, well, she was wearing this and that, you know, it's all the same kind of category,
yeah.
You know, and
which is also why
the
story is
gross.
Totally believable that somebody would think, you know, I'm a big deal. It's just
I can get away with this.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure gave him a thrill in a number of ways.
Yeah.
You know, some people get a thrill off of that.
Yeah.
And also it's just disrespectful, and I just don't, man.
Does it make
especially
you,
in 19, of course he did it in 1991.
Does this make you want to read her book? Because I will tell you, I didn't realize that she was writing this book, but now I'm like, I want to know what else she's talking about. Because here's the thing I know about Pam Anderson, is that people have written her off or taken her not seriously probably her entire career, right? Because she plays a certain type of character. Or because she appears a certain type of celebrity, a female, a blonde, she's, you know,
boobalicious.
Like, you can just smell the stories that she has to tell.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I would be, you know, and I just also think she's an incredibly smart and savvy, you know, whether it's businesswoman or entertainer or actor, like whatever you want to ascribe to her, she's obviously been highly successful. And I want to know how she's been so successful. Like, what is it about her that has made her so successful?
That's true.
Right? Yeah. Like, what allowed her to stand out?
Right. Because there are a lot of people who are the same, you know?
Yeah.
She ended up being a superstar from being on Baywatch.
Yep.
And she was like what everyone was talking about. She was the new Farrah Fawcett. You know, nobody had talked about a woman so much since Farrah Fawcett, I don't think.
And I would encourage you to go back and watch old episodes of VIP because she knew how to solve a mystery.
That's right. Okay. She was a regular Jessica Fletcher.
I want her to bring that character back. Please and thank
Put
you,
Put her
Pam.
On SNL.
Do it. When we come back, one of Dawn's favorite movies of the year involved a child actor who has a pretty fascinating story that she's going to tell us about, right?
That's right.
We'll do that when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.